ALK, KR4ACR.
10-4ZLK.
This is that other radio.
Difference.
But the mic gain was on normal, and I turned it down to low.
Definitely, it doesn't need to be any higher than that. That's really good audio.
I still don't have it mounted. It has a removable head, so that's not going to give me some flexibility in this little car how I mount it. But anyway.
That's your tax. I looked it up. It looks like it's still on sale, so I may have to pull the plug on. Well, not pull the plug. What do you call it? Jump on it. I guess that's what I'll say.
Yeah, if you pull the plug, it won't work as good.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Forward to getting it all mounted and all that, but I just hooked it back up just to see.
What told me, I wouldn't have known you were on a different radio, so sometimes radios really sound different. You get used to hearing someone on one, and then they switch to another one, and you can tell immediately that something is different. That sounds pretty much the same as the other one.
Some question, when you're talking, not consistently, but every now and then I hear like a little chirp. It's not, but I mean, you would think it'd be more often than that if it was a Roger beep.
See, one of the alarms in the truck, occasionally, if I'm a little closer than I should be, it'll pop up a little yellow box and say, what does it say? Something about being too close. So that might be what it is.
Okay. Well, I just haven't noticed that before. There's no reason I even mentioned it.
Not to. It's hard unless I stay really far back, but as soon as somebody pulls in front of me, it goes off again. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I would think so, particularly if you're not used to having that.
What is when it hits the brakes for me, it's the big red box says collision alert, and I'm watching what's going on. You know, you can time it when somebody's making a turn, and you can kind of coast up behind them as they're turning, and you know you've got time, but the truck will pick it up and slam the brakes on.
That wouldn't be good.
Two or three times down in Atlanta at nighttime, I went under one of those big metal road signs that have all the different directions on them, and it went off like that.
Probably don't have quite the weight that some of these trucks haul, but can you just imagine if that's 60,000 pounds and all of a sudden you put the brakes on and you didn't plan to?
I can imagine. Some of our loads are pretty heavy. Of course, we don't have a way of weighing them, but... I pulled some where the tractor, you know, you could really see the front end raising up, and it had to start out in very low gear. But right now I'm pulling a trailer with 3 or 4 pallets on it, so no big deal.
Truck, natural gas fueled or what?
We don't have any of those here. The big hubs have them, Atlanta, Columbia, Charlotte. They've got some of those, but we just have all diesels.
I'm sure I've just seen them on the interstate passing, and they had that little thing at the message at the bottom. That's the only reason I knew that they even had it.
They'll have a little extra box on the back of the cab. It's almost like a half of a sleeper cab for the natural gas tractors. All the configuration is in there.
You have to have a natural gas tank on site and all that.
Your places.
I'm in Spartanburg, and this afternoon, like you said, it may have been conditions, but I haven't really noticed a whole lot of difference in the receive over here today.
What a good way to test it. Put him in there and run it around. Terry, I'm backing up to the dock here, so I'm going to let you go so I can run in and make this pickup. Radio sounds good. I wouldn't change anything except mounting it. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, and I might pull the plug. I don't know. N4ZLK, KR4ACR.
Good one. See you later. N4ZLK.
And Trigger, KR4ZEW.
Yeah.
Headed home. I was right about to go downtown this afternoon, but on my way home and ready to get there. I spent the afternoon at the Venture X building. It was one of those, like, open workspaces and stuff. It was really nice.
How that? Somewhere in Greenville, I
take it?
It's across from the St. Francis Main Hospital, and people like rent office space there, and or a table for the day, or a conference room for a day. And I had a buddy let me check it out.
Well, that was a stupid thing for me to ask, because we used to deliver to that building. If that's what it was called, I forgot what it was called. But we had a customer in Spartanburg that moved to Greenville, and until their new office in Greenville was ready, they were in that place, and we used to have to deliver there.
Doesn't it have a painting of Joe Jackson on the front or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Inside. Oh, it was really nice.
You know, just went into the reception thing there and swapped stuff out and left. But, yeah, I forgot about that. If that was the name, I sure did forget it. But when you said across from St. Francis, that's where we went.
It's a little hot for my pocketbook, for sure. But I got a buddy there who's going to let me guest hang out every now and then. Don't overstay my welcome.
Well, maybe they'll forget you're there and you can stay longer.
Who knows? He had to leave early, so I kind of had the place to myself till about 4:15, and I was like, I need to get out of here because 385 towards Malden. So I split, and but yeah, it was a nice afternoon there. It was very impressive.
I'm fixing to get back on 85 south coming toward Greenville, which I'm sure won't be good.
No. I was actually considering on Friday afternoons at 5 o'clock, starting up a net called The Ride at 5, just to give something, give people a place to talk on Friday afternoons on the commute towards the weekend.
You'd find some takers.
Nashville Club does it. They do one every day, but it's off Fivey Mountain, and we can't get it down here. But it is real popular.
Nets all over the place, you know. I found since I've been into this.
For sure. I got on some HF nets this morning. There's so many of them at like 9 a.m.
Work from home.
So I normally work 100% remote, so it was good to get out to a place where I wasn't sitting in my own little office. Kind of middle ground. Somewhere between, top end Venture X and low end my living room.
Other is in Cary, North Carolina. It works at Research Triangle Park for Cisco. And, I mean, since COVID, he has been just very rarely going to the office. And he doesn't have a family. And he says, you know, it's just amazing how little interaction he has with people.
Very true. I think the ideal schedule is like 2 days in the office and 3 days remote. So like Tuesday, Thursday, you go to the office. The rest of the week, you're remote. And that is usually what I think that works best for people.
Well, I think he had started going back to the office like a couple of days a week. But he said those big buildings are just sitting there. Nobody else is coming.
CEW, I have heard that about several cities. I have a buddy in Jacksonville, and he says the skyscrapers downtown are empty, almost literally.
Well, he says it's like I get out of the house and I still don't see people.
But everybody's stuck at home, at least for the in like tech jobs and support jobs, help desk, call centers, things like that.
For ACR for ID. Yeah, he recently went to Cisco headquarters in California for 2 weeks. They had some big project or whatever. And he was gone, like I say, 2 weeks and came back with COVID, and he never got it before.
Not fun. I'm about to hit a dip here in the road if I disappear a little bit. So KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring, but I may disappear for a little bit.